FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De novos.
Hi, team. Welcome to Monday.
Hey! Great.
I'm great.
Maddie's not. He's a little bit.
I'm totally fine.
Sleepy, baby.
I'm just tired and cranky. You know when you're in that, like...
You're not fine. I'm fine. I'm just tired and cranky.
That's nothing unusual, though, for a Monday. You know when you're in that really deep sleep and you're enjoying it and then the alarm goes off and you realise there's no time to stretch, no time to get up and, you know, ease into your day?
It's
That's my day today, yeah.
Yeah. Because I picked Maddie up this morning and I get this message, let me know when you leave. Was that because you were trying to stay in bed up until that moment?
Yeah, but I figured something out. Whenever you do that, it's when you don't really want to pick me up. So you're like, yeah, this is my secret revenge.
What do you mean?
I'm downstairs. Still drying in the shower.
But the thing is, Maddie's brought in something really nice today. Crumpet toast.
That was a strategic buy, that one.
It's real.
Butter me up for the lift.
Yeah, Jade loves a crumpet. We all know that.
Crumpet toast.
This is new.
I've never seen that before.
Anyway, we'll try that later.
Excellent.
Not on the show.
But guys,
we're trying our food here.
There's this guy who's doing the first ever socially distanced alfresco adult cuddle party.
How does that work, socially distanced?
I don't know.
Well, she does. She's going to tell us now.
I am going to tell you after this.
You do know. He's not sharing.
All right. 6 past 6 with the Novos. Right now, Lifehouse halfway gone, kicking off your Monday. Good morning. 105.3 New FM. I tell you what, Google is changing my life at the moment.
Yeah.
Hey, Google, what's the current temp in Newcastle?
It's 11 degrees.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
I don't even have to do my job anymore.
Yeah, well, maybe we can get Google to do the rest of the show. We just go hang out the back.
Oh, but Jade, you've got an adult cuddle story
for us. Basically, this is happening over in Britain, and it is their first socially distanced swingers party.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible?
How is that possible?
Well, this is the thing. Apparently, this guy, he's a millionaire. Apparently, he has these swingers parties all the time. He's known for it. And basically, his partner is a nurse, and she is going to, you know, follow all the correct guidelines and procedures so everything and everyone's going to be safe. Jeez. Which is very strange because I just don't know how it's going to work.
You're missing the point. Mm. You can't socially distance when you're that close.
That's right. That's what seems weird. Are they all going to be kitted up in PPE?
Well.
Like rolling around with those big face masks that looks like you're about to do the whippersnipping? You know the ones? Are they going to be doing that?
Guys have like the hazmat suit with like the extra addition at the front.
They all look like they're out of Breaking Bad. You know?
Apparently the regulars are gagging to get back into the action on July 25th.
Is that the date you're allowed to have more than 4 people in a room or something?
Yeah.
Over in, yeah, right.
So
it's not far off then.
It's going to be on.
Well, I guess not.
I was going to say, this millionaire, he's 72, Richard, his name is, and this is what he's known for over in Britain.
It's like he's the king of the world over there.
But you've got to be careful.
72?
Yeah.
He's still going.
Yeah, he's still going for it. He actually looks pretty good for 72, mind you.
Is he a powerful man, Jade? Because I know you love a rich,
powerful
man.
He's a millionaire.
He's a millionaire.
Show us a picture.
Maybe he is. Hold on.
What celebrity would you compare him to? Like a Pierce Brosnan?
Sean Connery, maybe?
Well, he looks like your everyday grandpa that lives next door.
Yeah, like a worse version of, you know,
man.
What's the guy out of Have You Been Paying Attention?
Tom Gleason.
Is that Tom Gleason?
It looks like a worse version of that.
God, be careful, though, going to one of his parties. He had a James Bond-themed adult swingers party. Things went really bad.
What do you mean?
Well, they found somebody in the pool upside down. So there was a massive ordeal that happened at the party.
This guy sounds like a proper villain.
He does, doesn't he?
I wonder who dressed up as Pussy Galore.
Well, in that, you mean in the
James Bond
thing? Yeah, I don't know.
Where's Pussy Galore?
Maybe it was his nurse slash wife.
Was that an actual name of a character in the film?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Goldfinger.
No, what was the other one? Octopussy?
Yeah.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
What are you talking about? They're based on cats.
She's basically dressed like a feline.
Yeah, they're all cat
feline inspired fashion.
They're all cat themed names. That's how it was back in the day.
Anyway, I still don't know how they're socially distancing at this party, Jade. You've missed the main punchline.
Well, you know what the article? I think they're obviously trying to sign everyone up to find out because they
say punching your name and details if you're interested. Trying to build some sort of database.
We've got a brand new game next. Let's move on. It's called What Got Dropped, Crevo.
That's right. So we've dropped something and recorded it with the microphone here in the studio, and we're going to have a listen to it now. All you got to do is figure out what it is. I'll give a clue first.
Okay.
You wrap your lips around this.
Here we go. Listen carefully.
So it's dropped twice there. One more time. 13:10:09. What got dropped? We've got a great prize on offer today.
That's right. Hunter Valley wine and Tim Tams chocolate and wine before 6:30. That's what I'm talking about. If you want to play 13:10:09, doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM, currently 9 degrees at Maitland. We have free wine and Tim Tams to give away. 13:10:09 if you want them. We're playing What Got Dropped.
Drop it like it's hot.
Where is it?
We can't drop this in this.
We're going to be dropping it off this spiral staircase.
Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, very simple game. We drop something onto the desk, record it, and then you've got to figure out what it is based on the clues. Right?
Cutting edge stuff.
Yeah, let's have a listen to what we dropped earlier. Okay, so first clue is that you wrap your lips around it. Second clue, very refreshing. 13:10:09 if you figured out what this is.
Yeah.
Free wine and Tim Tams.
I love Tim Tams.
you could actually
wash your Tim Tams down with this.
Yeah, you could actually. I love that you dangle wine and chocolate and you get no calls.
It's not happening.
Not happening.
Oh, well.
5 seconds. 10 seconds. We put it on the clock and then we're moving.
How's your toast, by the way? You've got crumpet toast.
So, new thing, crumpet toast, everybody. And it's actually not too bad. Once you take a couple of bites, you're like, oh, a bit cardboardy, like a softer crusket.
sold it to me at all.
The flavour kicks in of the crumpet.
A soggy,
cardboard crusket. No, thanks. I'm never having that ever.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
First call ever for What Got Dropped. It's Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good, man. What happened on the weekend? Anything special?
No, I just had a slow cook yesterday. That's about it.
What'd you cook?
Slow cooked potato bacon, slow cooked pork.
Oh,
that sounds all like really good stuff.
A pork shoulder?
No, pork belly.
Oh.
Even better.
Jeez, let's go to Matthew's for
When's your next barbecue / slow cook?
Oh, next weekend. I do it every Sunday.
You're living the high life, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, what are you doing for a crust, Matthew?
I don't know, cheese?
No. What do you do for work?
I do home insulation, sorry.
Oh, yeah, big money in
big
that.
Business. Big business.
That's right, cool.
Let's win him some wine and chocolate to
go
to
with
treat
all
yourself.
The pork.
Yeah.
All right, so Matthew, what do you think Crevo dropped?
Is it a bottle of drink?
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Bottle of water.
Done. Just like that.
Very easy.
You got a partner, Matthew?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, we've got some wine and chocolate coming your way, so...
You can say that you brought
it. Good night ahead for you.
Very thanks, much man. So.
Very good.
From Matthew, who's an excellent cook, to terrible cooks is what we're looking for after the news next.
Okay, we sure are. You with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:25.
UFM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Guys, great news to hear this morning. The NRL Beating for Brain Cancer Round raised $2.55 million.
Wow. How good is that?
Good job.
They were obviously a little bit worried. Of course, people weren't able to go to the games over the weekend, but, you know, it's 2020. People are Still buying it. It's great.
Still buying beanies online. It doesn't matter.
Good stuff. That's so good to hear.
Really, really
awesome.
Really
happy about that.
Next, guys, we are talking about terrible cooks. So I've been really getting into this show, Come Dine With Me,
mm-hmm.
which is basically you get four people in a room, like random households,
yeah,
and then they cook each other dinner. And some of the cooks on there are so bad, they make Jade look like Heston Blumenthal.
What makes a person apply to go on a cooking show knowing that they are just a terrible cook? Well, why embarrass yourself? Why put yourself through
it's
it?
Prize money.
Yeah, and Come Dine With Me is a bit different, though. I think it's a different sort of experience.
Mm.
Like, some people just want to be on TV.
Yeah, and they get judged on, like, their home and, like, their
presentation.
And hospitality.
That's
like,
right.
It's a more of a relaxed cooking show.
And the prize is only 1,000 British pounds, so it's not like crazy money, but that feels accessible to everyday person. They go, I could win that. I do a great chicken Kiev, you know? Some people, however, are completely deluded and are awful cooks, so I thought, let's do this as a phone up. 131009, do you know a terrible cook? Maybe it's you, maybe it's your mum, family member, etc.
Yeah, and what's your go-to meal?
Yeah, awesome.
Like, what's yours, Jade? Frozen lasagna popped in the oven. Right now, Mustang Sally, The Commitments, Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, 6:35 with the Novos. Good morning. Mustang Sally, this is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, 6:39, tops of 16 degrees on the coast today.
Jade, Maddie and Krieger.
And it is time to talk terrible cooks, 131009 if you want to dob yourself in as one, or maybe it's someone you know who just cannot cook for the life of them. This is all after I've been watching this show, Come Dine With Me.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a bunch of people get together and they cook one night each at their own home. Sometimes it's really surprising they're great, but sometimes what they make is truly awful, right? So I'll describe this first meal. It was what looked like slimy mashed potato in a big pool, which turned out to be some sort of cheese sauce.
Ooh.
And next to it was a green pile of goop, which turned out to be mushed peas.
Yuck.
And some grey-looking steak.
I think they call that the frog and toad, don't they? Over in England.
I don't know.
But it should be a sausage or something instead.
I'm the type of person, if I go to somebody's house for dinner and they cook me a meal, regardless of what they serve up, slop or masterpiece, I'm going to eat it.
Oh, bless your heart. That's so sweet.
Like, you're just going to have to suck it up and eat it, right?
Well, all of the people, because they're over in Britain, they're usually quite polite, but then in the taxi on the way home, when they get their real scores...
the bitching begins.
Things are different. So this is the reports on this goop fest. Here's the first one.
I couldn't help myself. It was placed in front of me, and I just thought, oh, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to eat this?
It just gave her an actual shudder. One of the other people who was along for the meal had this to say.
There wasn't one appealing thing about it. It was horrendous.
Not one appealing thing about it.
It would be you, Creeper, on the way home from my place. Going to Sarah this morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Sarah.
Good, thank you. So, do you know a terrible cook?
Oh, I absolutely do. My mother.
Really? How bad are her meals?
Look, mate, she was so bad as a kid. My poor dad, he had to take that on. But she was so bad that I was continuously just so concerned for my own future children as a child that I went off and became a chef just so that I could cook a decent dinner for my children.
Wow. So what was her signature dish? What would she dish up and you'd just be like, bleh.
Mate, it'd have to be like a savoury mince with like, you know, overcooked cabbage, and it was just terrible.
No seasoning.
No seasoning. The old classics, like a curry tuna with very little salt. And she drowned everything in vinegar that she ate, so there was plenty of flavour for her, but absolutely none for the rest of the family.
Do you know what, Sarah? I feel your pain because my father used to serve us up, like, savoury mince when he looked after us. Like, just disgusting. But he used to put, like, the Gravox powder in the mince.
Yeah.
Like, it's filthy. Filthy, filthy.
There was none of that. This was like a chow mein mince, but it wasn't even... So I've been a step for 16 years just because I was just so nervous for my own children.
Oh, well, good on you.
I bet your kids have great food now.
Yeah.
Oh, they have fantastic taste. Probably expensive taste, to be honest.
Oh, that's good.
It's a double-edged sword there, Sarah, you know? They're going to like the fancy things when they get a little bit older.
Nothing but filet mignon for Sarah's kids.
Well, you know what? We've got some wine and Tim Tams for you, Sarah. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Very good. Of course, massive weekend, guys. Jade, you went on a little adventure.
I did. I went on an adventure and you went out in Nui and
celebrated
Crevo.
A birthday. Yes, Crevo. What did you do? Your car is very full today of junk. What's happening?
I did some buying on Saturday and then my parents came around for dinner, which is very nice.
Oh, good. Well, our weekend wrap coming up next, 6:43.
The Novos.
105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, big weekend, guys. Jade, first of all, I know you went on a little road trip.
I did.
To Barrington Tops.
You and Benny.
How was it?
Well, it was good, actually. So we didn't actually end up getting to Barrington Tops. So we ended up staying at Gloucester, and then we drove up to Barrington Tops. And then the road...
Wait,
really,
so you did end up going there?
Well, we did, but we didn't stay there. So we stayed at Gloucester overnight.
The beautiful charm of Gloucester pulled you guys in.
Yeah,
couldn't resist.
It was beautiful. Honestly, it's a must see.
Do you think you like Gloucester because it's kind of similar to Morpeth?
Jade loves any town with a couple of little antique stores and a quaint cafe.
It's so true.
What a weekend, though. Jade didn't go to Morpeth for
months.
Well, actually, we stopped in on the way home.
I was going to say, they would have missed you otherwise.
Stopped in on the way home. But no, it was a really good trip.
Jade sent me a video and, like, apparently Gloucester gets new FM.
Yeah.
So good morning to all that are listening in Gloucester
this morning.
Who would have thought?
That goes quite a long way.
Really far. That's like an hour 50, I think it was up there, roughly.
Jeez. Did you find any gold? I know you got a gold pan.
Oh, so yes. I got really excited and I was going to go to, I think it's Mountain Maid, and that's where they found a lot of gold back in the day. But sadly, you need a permit and we didn't get a permit in time.
What?
Yeah, you need a permit to go fossicking.
To dip a bit of tin in a river.
I know, ridiculous, isn't it?
Who's going to dob you in, though?
Yeah.
Look, no one, probably, but you got to do the right thing.
She even got the gold pan.
I did.
Really?
We stopped off at BCF at Benny's work, got a gold pan.
Did you get it on discount, at least?
Of course. Well,
you'll return it, won't you?
Yeah.
You haven't used it.
Haven't used it.
How much was it?
$7. So
she was so excited.
I really was. I said, Ben, we've got to go up in the next couple of weeks again because it's on my bucket list. I want a pan for gold at some time.
You get
in my
so obsessed.
Yeah.
With places.
Yeah.
Like, go somewhere else.
Well, we'll go to a different part.
I'll come with you next time.
Yeah, you'll come gold mining?
Yeah.
Gold mining now.
Gold mining.
Let's all go up together. You get Emmy, Ben,
really
I'll come
cool.
by myself.
Fun thing, though, for the families to do. So, Copeland, right?
Yeah.
So, there's a, it's like a mountain there, too, where they actually, it's called the Hidden Treasure Track. So, we went and did that. Basically, you just walk around and they, in the 1800s, they went there. It was a big mining town. And they have all these hidden mine shafts around that you can go, like, looking for. And they're closed up now, obviously, for safety. But it's pretty cool.
You're hunting for old holes, basically.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave that there. My weekend, very boring.
No,
my
you house, celebrated someone's
my
birthday.
My housemate had her birthday
That's
and a guy
cool.
we work with, Luke. We went to Customs on Friday. $5 cocktails there. Very,
very
good
nice.
On a Friday.
Oh,
very
nice.
Nice Customs house. They've recently got a new room up the top.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Well, they've done it up again.
Yeah.
Really nice up there. Fire's going.
Ooh,
the lighting's
nice.
Low. The ambience is good.
Excellent.
$5 cocktails, 5 to 7 Fridays.
Well,
it was so good.
Guys, I've been studying over the weekend. I have been learning to read tarot. Tarot cards. Which I'm sure you guys would have guessed I'd be doing. It's typical me, you know, learning new skills.
It's very surprising.
So I've got a packet of tarot cards here, and I'm going to do a tarot reading for a listener on the show later on. So if you want your tarot cards read...
You're serious as well.
Yeah,
100%. Look at this. Wow.
So I've got heaps of notes. I've been studying. I can do a reading on either relationship and love, work and money, or life choices.
Oh, fantastic.
They're your options for today.
I'm failing at all three.
Well, this is, Tarot can help give you guidance in areas of life you're working on.
Oh, amazing. So 13-09 if you want your cards read later.
Amy, she seemed very upset that Crevo's doing this. Have you lost a bit of respect for him?
Crevo.
What are you talking about?
He's shaking his head.
That's all right.
In disbelief.
You don't need to have your cards read, Hamish. It's a personal choice.
I look forward to this reading.
Do you know what, Hamish? I think it's good because Crevo likes to dig the boot into this stuff. But you know what? Try it once and then dig the boot in and say you've got to be open-minded.
I suspect the boot digging in isn't over yet. But I'm just
now you're here. Yeah. All right. News time next. 6:58. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. When you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello. New FM.
The official.
The Novos.
Now, I probably shouldn't give this more attention, but our sister radio station 2HD got like a bevy of prank calls on Friday. I can't repeat what was being said on air the announcer. But do you know what's really bad?
What?
I'm getting accused of doing it.
Well, you are the king of them.
What do I say? I was like, I've got an alibi. I was here at work.
You were actually, weren't you?
Yeah, so basically what happened was a whole heap of people kept calling up Brent Bultitude, and they were saying, talking about male adult entertainment venues on air.
Oh, God.
It's not me. Just saying, putting
saying
it on the record.
Right now. Once and for all.
It must be hard when you're a bit of a prankster and then you always keep getting blamed.
Yeah.
To cross the bear, isn't it, as a prankster?
That it is.
Is it something I would do? Perhaps. Did I do it? No.
No. You're saying a definite no on this one.
It's a no from me. Sorry, guys.
All right. Well, now we all know.
Drats! We thought we found him.
We did not. Next, though, we are after your house intruder stories on 13-10-09. So if you've had somebody enter your house uninvited, 13-10-09 would love to hear your stories.
So basically break-ins.
Break-ins, yeah.
Right. Have you guys ever had break-ins? A break-in?
It happened to my mother-in-law.
Not yourself,
not
personally?
Not myself, personally, no.
Neither, actually. My housemate at his house before mine, the reason he moved to one before was because he had a break-in and it freaked him out. He's like, I'm moving.
Mm.
So it happens quite a bit, I think.
We got broken into when I was a kid. So I was sitting in the toilet, I was maybe like 6 or 7.
Yep.
And a man put his hand through the window.
Oh my God, jeez.
I know, full on. I ran out of there, toilet paper trailing.
Oh, Maddie.
7 past 7 with the Novos at 105.3. Good morning. Kenny Loggins, Jade Footloose, the new FM. Live across Newcastle, it's 7:10. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. 13-10-09, we're after your home intruder stories.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yeah, this is all after a member of a house share in London has claimed that they discovered that the person who was supposed to be letting out, like renting out the house, had secretly been living in one of the rooms of that house. So they got home one night and they're like, why is that door like locked to that other room there? We can't get in. And they rang up the letting agent, and it was one of those situations where, you know, when you ring someone's phone and then you hear it ring?
Yeah.
Just over there.
Oh, no.
So the letting agent was literally living in that house.
And they had no idea.
They had no idea.
Just locked the door. Yeah. Genius, really.
Way to save money.
Well, I mean, until you get caught by the police. I thought we can do home intruder stories, the people uninvited into your premises. That's what we're after here.
It happens quite a lot. Like I said, when I was a kid, someone tried to get into our house and it was like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. It struck fear in me like nothing else. Hand through the window.
How scary.
What'd you do? You scream?
Yeah.
Like, is that what happened?
Yeah, pretty sure I ran into a doorway or something as well. Like, I was totally spooked.
Very traumatic for a six-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Awful. There's some big old hands coming through the window.
No thanks.
Hey, boy. Grab you.
Well, 13-10-09, we want your house intruder stories. Good morning, Kate.
Oh, hi. Yeah, we've
came back from a holiday in Queensland and been like beautiful and hot up there, and it was one of those really cold nights in Newcastle.
Yeah.
So we just dumped all our bags and, you know, turned on the heaters and shut the doors, and we've got the two yappiest dogs. They'll yap if a leaf falls in the backyard. Anyway, we had a home invader who came in through the night and got up the next morning. All the doors were open and everything was ransacked. They'd taken like all our wallets and cameras and bikes and stuff. And the dogs hadn't made a single sound the whole night. And we're like, oh my God, that's a guy.
Their one job.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So to the cattery for them, but they, but he'd left a cloth where he'd wiped down all the fingerprints, and they actually got him on DNA, and they got him about 6 months later.
Quite incredible.
That's intense.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So why do you think Kate, the dogs didn't yap? Do you reckon that he bribed them with treats, or they've?
I think our theory was is that it was so cold and we had gas in and we shut all the doors that maybe we all had a bit of not bad poisoning and we're in a deep sleep.
Oh, jeez.
Even the dogs.
You know what, Kate? Explain to us the feeling when you first wake up. What did you feel like when you opened your bedroom door and you realised someone had just been through the entire house? Because you feel violated, right?
Yeah, well, it was
kind of
in the morning and I was, like, getting dressed to go to work and I walked out and I was like, don't remember leaving at this. Not outside of the realms of possibility, but don't remember it. So I called out to my husband, did you leave the doors wide open last night?
Wow.
He came out in his lycra and he's like, oh, my God.
In his lycra.
Wow.
Perfect. Thank you for your call, Kate.
One more. Nicole, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. We're after your home intruder stories. What have you got?
Yeah, so we were living in Randwick at the time with a flatmate. It was while we received a package in the mail and my flatmate opened it, it was an illicit substance. We took the package to the police and then the following week someone came looking for it and of course we didn't have it anymore. And then that weekend we went out and when we got home our house had been broken into and they stole from my car, stole food, stole other stuff. So we went to the police, reported it. They'd gotten in through the back window which wouldn't lock. For us, our tenant wouldn't fix the lock. And then the next night we were at home and they broke in again while we were at home, I think, still looking for the package.
Jeez, that's commitment.
That's full on.
Yeah, far out. I guess they really wanted that package. Who knows
thanks,
what was
Nicole,
inside it.
Appreciate that. Up next, though, from one crime story to another, we're talking about monkeys next. And this monkey's been a very naughty boy.
I love a naughty monkey story.
That's so
we love a monkey story.
We do. Yeah.
Let me tell you, he's going to prison, this monkey. I'll explain more next.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Alicia Keys, Underdog, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, currently 11 degrees out at the bay. Guys, we've got a story now about a drunk monkey.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
Got to tell you the story about this monkey. He's 6 years old. And his name is Kahlua.
No.
It really says it all, doesn't it?
Kahlua and milk? No,
yeah.
Thanks.
So a little bit of history behind this monkey, Kahlua. He's over in India, right? So he was owned by a gentleman who passed away. Authorities came in. He's had this monkey's, like, for the entire time of its life.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it into a zoo. Now, they found out that this monkey was being fed a diet of hard liquor and monkey meat by his owner that passed on.
So that's not good.
Really bad. So he's obviously got a taste for
the booze.
Well, he's an alcoholic monkey.
That eats his own kind. A cannibal alcoholic monkey.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't make it up, could you?
That's next level.
Obviously, monkeys, right, they're quite small, but the actual fact of the whole matter here is that monkeys up to 4 times stronger than a human being. So they can overpower you. They can...
Really?
They can kill you.
They can get nasty, yeah.
They've put him into the zoo, right, and he's escaped his pen, went on an absolute massive rampage.
Uh-oh.
250 people injured. Unfortunately, one human's passed away.
Oh, my God.
From this monkey?
From the monkey. Like, crazy, right? So they've locked him in a cage by himself for the rest of his life now, solitary confinement.
That's really sad.
Isn't that sad? This is what people do to animals. I mean, yeah, he's killed somebody.
Yeah.
But I know, but surely it's...
Jade's like a human life below animals.
But it's an animal. Surely, if you've trained an animal one way, you can retrain it another.
Well, it's obviously got a taste for blood and grog.
Injuring people. Like, maybe a little detox and they'll, you know, they'll be... I mean, I'm sure they're going to be kind to it because it isn't its fault in a way.
No. Yeah.
Well, it can't even be included with the other monkeys. And it's like, hurting the other monkeys as well.
That's
going to
be
violent.
Really bad for it because he's going to get... Loneliness is one of the biggest things, that worst things for anyone in life.
Just sad. Like, this is what people do to animals.
Yeah, like, be kind to your animals.
Interesting story, but very sad.
Maybe they should give him a teddy bear or something.
Rip its head off.
Yeah, no, but like, it might, you know, slowly condition it to the thought of maybe other animals.
I love that Jade's solution to the cannibal killer alcoholic monkey is give it a teddy bear.
Teddy bears. Take it down to Build-A-Bear.
Everything in life.
Take it down to Build-A-Bear. It'll have fun.
You never know. You never know.
At least it could reattach the body parts.
Well, that's true, you know. They're interchangeable.
Very funny. Okay, news time next here at the show. And straight after that, we are talking suburbs in Newcastle, the next big suburb. Obviously, Honeysuckle starting to wrap up the developments there. There's a lot of chat about, you know, which suburb is next.
Mm.
So, 13:10:09, do you think your suburb should be the next big makeover project of our city? Give us a call.
This is cool.
Tell us why next. 7:25. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
Guys, so much development happening around town at the moment. Of course, a Honeysuckle basically transformed. They're doing the new break wall and stuff.
It's
looks really good.
Beautiful.
Really good. But there's now chat of, you know, what's the next big development? And, of course, a lot of chat around Broadmeadow because, of course, they are looking at doing the sports and entertainment precinct right there. And, obviously, by doing so, keeps the spotlight on the overseas investment and whatnot.
Keeps it rolling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, on Tudor Street going down or onto Belford or through that way, you've seen all the different apartment buildings getting built in Broadmeadow? Already kicked off.
I know where I live, Wickham. Oh, my gosh. From my rooftop, I think I can see like 7 new
cranes?
Apartment buildings and cranes. Yeah, crazy stuff. But do you think your suburb should be the next big thing? And if so, what do you want? What do you need?
Cool.
So,
I like this.
Taking your calls next, 13:10:09, is your suburb the next big thing after Imagine Dragons, whatever it takes at New FM? Good morning. Cold and cloudy morning. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Top of 16 degrees at Cessnock today, guys. And on 13:10:09, we're asking you, is your suburb the next big thing and what do you think we should build in it?
Okay.
I like this.
Now, obviously, Honeysuckle transformed. In the last couple of years, it's just gone from, you know, industrial-looking basic shoreline to deluxe million-dollar apartment-style, you know,
living.
It's beautiful. A lot of chat now, you know, where is the next big development going to be? Because obviously Honeysuckle's starting to wrap up now. Most of it's kind of built. It's just putting the liquor paint, as they say, on them now.
Exactly right.
Broadmeadow, of course, there's a lot of chatter about making that the sporting and entertainment precinct of Newcastle, which I think is going to bring a lot of tourism. But do you think that they should spend some money on other suburbs?
No, personally. No. Well, because I live in Broadmeadow.
Oh, is that where you live, is
it? Yeah, I'm a Broadmeadow girl. So, obviously, I want them to focus on Broadmeadow.
Yeah,
Stadium, does it? I want the stage 2 of the light rail to scoot through already.
So that you can just hop on and hop off.
Well, apparently
hop down to the beach on the light rail.
Get that going. Get the light rail going all the way to the night stadium.
Big job,
but worth it.
Yeah, I mean, some would argue, though, that Broadmeadow's already got enough going on.
I think enough money spent on it.
No.
I think it does.
Maybe the money should go to a more working-class suburb.
Which one, Grievo?
Just as an example, Mayfield.
Oh, how convenient. don't you live in Mayfield?
Yeah, I do happen to live near there, but it's an up-and-coming suburb that needs a bit of love, a bit of encouragement.
Millionaire Mark of Mayfield.
I mean, the light rail could go through there and in fact did in the past, so it sort of should come back.
Well, no, it went down Tudor Street, Belford too. That's why the roads are so big there.
Well, I mean, you know, Belford had its chance. Like, Mayfield's, let's give it back to Mayfield.
Mayfield had its chance too, mate.
Oh,
what,
yeah,
what would you want to see built in Mayfield, Crevo?
Well, I was thinking
like
about...
apartments or
shops. So apartments are already happening
Coles
now.
Coles is going up.
Coles is going up.
Record speed, I might say, as well.
Very fast, and that's going to have a bunch of other shops. So the shopping, I feel like, is covered. But you were talking about entertainment. Could we get some sort of big live music venue or theatre or something like that?
Well, no, that's why there's the entertainment centre at Broadmeadow.
You know what? So, think about it. Tyers Hill, right? A little bit arty.
It is a little bit.
You know, a little bit hipster. Let's extend that theme up into Mayfield.
Perfect.
And change the vibe of Mayfield, because we don't need to say it.
No. It's working class, you know?
Maitland Road, Mayfield, around Woolies, not the greatest.
You know, that's right. And it'd be great to reinvent that a little bit. Like, I once saw...
Listen to you.
A little fire that someone started there, and we want to change that vibe away from
actually,
that to something a bit classier.
Thinking about it, I can't stand driving down Mayfield and seeing all those washing machines...
Yeah,
just
that needs
on the
to
corner.
Go. The washing machine museum has to go. Sap.
Well, the
get
guy,
rid of it.
The guy who owns it owns the washing machine repair shop across the road. So he's that's just his land. He just puts
put
in there.
Put a fence
it's
up
so
around
bad.
It. You know.
Well, that could be one of the projects.
It's an eyesore. No, I just reckon they finish work on Broadmeadow. Good job, and get the casino happening there.
A casino.
I think you're right though, Crevo, about Mayfield. I think you're onto something. I can see like little boutique theaters and stuff.
What do you want from Crevo?
Yeah, like little wine.
A lift
time. Stuff.
Yeah, you're sucking up.
Deal.
I have. Look, Wickham's got enough. I can't complain.
Yeah,
I would like to see more cafes around Wickham.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people think there are lots of cafes in Wickham, but, you
more
know,
the
there's only one or two. We need like four.
Exactly, at a minimum.
How many does a man need?
We're all going to have to agree to disagree on this.
Yeah,
I think.
This is, imagine a council meeting. No thanks.
If three unqualified radio announcers can't decide between three places, how does the whole council of people work it out?
Terrible. Now, Jade, you've been teasing something all weekend.
Okay.
I've got something massive to tell you guys.
I do. I've been wanting. Okay, so obviously, Ben and I, we went away to Gloucester on the weekend, right, and explored the area. And when I was there, I did something. I ticked something off my bucket list that I've been wanting to do for at least a good 2 years. Okay.
Bucket list stuff,
it,
right?
No,
there.
It is amazing.
For at least the last
two whole years.
For the last
long
6 to 12
to
months.
Because I discovered something 2 years ago, and I thought, you know what? I want the courage to do this. And when I was at Gloucester,
you went skinny dipping.
No, I didn't. I didn't go skinny dipping, but I did something maybe close to it.
All right. Well, no. Enough suspense. We'll tell you next. 7:43. Good morning.
The No-Dos. Memories bring back memories.
Maroon 5 Memories live across Newcastle with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:53 and Jade, of course, it was your big trip on the weekend to Gloucester.
On a city weekend. Come on, let's go. She did what? That's right. So Benny and I, we went to Gloucester. We had an amazing time. We touched on it on the show on Friday when we actually booked the accommodation live on air.
And you got an upgrade. Of course you did, because you're Jade Leader.
Oh, please. Well, anyway, it was a really nice
glossed
place.
Glossed over that.
Yeah, King Street Motel. It was beautiful. Really nice people.
Drop the name in there.
No, so you promised them a plug.
No, I did promise them a plug, but Ruth and Steve are very helpful. When I was there.
Where's the ding?
Ding! But the thing is, you know, Ben and I, actually, Steve was running us through the map. You know how they bring out the tourist map?
So Steve's the hotel owner.
He's the hotel owner.
Hotelier, yeah.
So he's got out the tourist map for Gloucester, and he's walking us through all the different things you can do around. And he said, you've got to go and do the Bucketts Way scenic walk. Mm. So basically, Bucketts Mountain is like super close. So we drove there. It was only like a 2 minute drive to the base of the mountain. And we cut through this paddock. So it was like a steady climb. It's probably about a kilometer. And we're slowly.
Did you just?
No, that was the chair.
Sorry.
So we're slowly walking up this hill. There's cows everywhere. It's really beautiful. Getting halfway up, I'm dying. Ben's fit as a fiddle. I'm very jealous of his fitness ability, so he's quickly done a bit up the top and gone, Jade, it's not that much further. Come on, let's get up there. I was like, okay. So I've gotten up to the top of the mountain, and it was the most beautiful view overlooking, like, the whole valley. It was stunning, nice. Really breathtaking. And we're sitting up there. We took a couple of bevvies with us up the top, and we're sitting
what
there.
What time it was?
About 4 o'clock, 4:30. Oh, okay. So sunset was coming over the mountain.
Yeah,
and
cool.
It looked beautiful, and we're sitting there, and I thought to myself, this is it. This is my chance to really tick off the bucket list, because I've been following this group for a little while on Instagram, and they're called Get Naked Australia. And basically, okay, Get Naked Australia, it's this group of people who are dedicated to being naked and free in the outdoors. So they're nudists.
You didn't.
I did.
You
didn't. So I did. So I turned to Ben. I said, Ben, look, just go with me here for a minute. I've been following this group for a bit. I really want to get Starkers and take a pose on this rock and send it in to Get Naked Australia so they'll feature me on their Instagram, because it's just I want to be nude in nature. So Ben's like, you're right. Get your kit off then, like, let's do it. So I've stripped off completely nude Starkers on top of the mountain. There's just trees and I can see a few cows down below. And so I'm standing on this rock like Venus, and I've got my arms lifted up above my head, and I sent the picture in, and they actually featured me on their Instagram account completely nude overlooking Gloucester on Buckets Mountain. Do you want to see the picture?
Well, he's already seen your boobs, so.
So I took a picture. I took the photo, I sent it in, and
From here, it's basically a silhouette.
It's a silhouette. It's a very tasteful.
It's very artistic.
And it's all about celebrating just being nude, being happy in nature. There's nothing pervy about this Instagram account.
It's a beautiful
it's
picture.
It's very body positive, this group. It's very welcoming. So
it's already liked by the Jade Maddie Crevo account. Can I read you what
your
quote they've featured?
Yeah,
Get Naked Australia. I've been a long-time admirer of the brave and beautiful sharing their raw, gorgeous selves with at Get Naked Australia, and today I finally mustered up the courage to get naked in front of nature. What a thrill. I felt so comfortable and happy to be me, bearing all at the top of Buckets Mountain at Gloucester, New South Wales. A massive thanks to my husband who took the photo after I told him on a whim what I wanted to do. His reply, well, what are you waiting for? Get it off. Thanks at Get Naked Australia for allowing me to break free, love myself, and join your friendly community at the Jade Leader.
Mm-hmm.
How many followers have you gotten from this?
A couple. But, yeah.
It's a beautiful photo,
thank
Jade.
You.
It's very tasteful and artistic.
It's very tasteful. Like, it's not a
pervy. It's a silhouette shot, and it's just,
it's not,
you know,
really. You can see everything.
Not everything.
No, you can't see everything.
Good job, Jade.
It's a very nice picture.
But I was stoked because I've been wanting to do it for a while.
You know
and
what?
I feel I felt liberated.
It takes a lot for a person to do that and share their true naked self.
Yeah.
A lot of women out there suffer with this, you know,
ashamed
of their bodies, had a couple of kids, you know, a little bit afraid to be seen naked. I think that's really good, Jade. Great example
thank you.
For people.
And, like, honestly, go, not just for me, but if you have issues with, body confidence, body positivity, Get Naked Australia on Instagram, because there's lots of different body shapes and sizes on there, and it's really tasteful, and you'll, you know, you might one day get your kit off and finally get the courage
let's
to do it.
Let's share it on the Jade Maddie Crevo Instagram account.
There's a way. Are you happy to do that?
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Because it's Instagram, there can't be anything too rude. They just don't let it. So it's acceptable luck.
All right. Well, if you want to check out Jade's photo shoot atop of Buckets Mountain in Gloucester, at Jade Maddie Crevo, follow us on Instagram. There we go, guys. Wow. Crevo's reading
tarot cards. Yeah. This is a show like no other for us.
I'm just blown away.
So I've been really reading into this over the weekend, studying. I have crystals here, raw crystals. that I'm going to set up to get some energy. I've got my tarot deck and I've got a lamp for a bit of, like, mood lighting. We'll be setting this up on the Facebook live stream as well. If you want to watch the tarot reading, how it all unfolds, we're doing it after the news.
13:10:09 if you want them, your cards read.
Yeah, tarot read, yeah.
All right, 8 o'clock, good morning.
UFM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
De Novos. Just chatting during the news there. Jade, seriously, we're very proud of you for getting on and telling everyone about what you've done. That's sharing your body positivity message, taking a picture naked on top of a rock overlooking Gloucester is such a new thing to do.
Yeah, it's good on you for, you know, and preaching that message about being positive, whatever your body shape is, because it's really important.
Yeah.
And you give yourself a hard time sometimes, Jade, if I were a straight man.
Yeah. Aw, thanks, Maddie. Yeah, no, I think it's a thing that a lot of women and men go through. You struggle on diets your whole life and, you know, I've been following this page for a while and, yeah, I go to the gym and I'm still conscious of, you know, keeping healthy. That's a positive thing. But, yeah, just wanted to finally tick it off the bucket list and go, you know what, nature, this is me.
It's a beautiful photo. Jade nude upon atop a rock at the Jade Maddie and Crevo Instagram, at Jade Maddie Crevo. We've popped it up there if you want to have a look. And
it is tasteful. It's like a silhouette. Next, we're doing a tarot reading. Now, you guys, you know, you put this challenge out to me, and over the weekend I've been studying.
Because you are Newcastle's biggest skeptic when it comes to psychics, tarot, and anything that's similar to that.
It's quite interesting, actually. I spent quite a bit of time studying the cards, how to do the readings. We're going to do a fairly simple reading. The areas we'll be looking at, you can choose, is either relationships and love, work and money, or life choices. So these are the three areas I can do. It'll be a simple reading. We're going to do one reading up next for a listener.
Right. I've seen the cards. You actually look very confident and more mystic this morning.
Check out the new FM live stream on our Facebook page. We've got a lamp on, the light's
dimmed. I've got crystals here.
We even have a little
got
curtain.
A candle.
It looks like it belongs in a psychic's setup here, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, I thought it all helps with understanding this.
Okay, right now, Aussie Crawl, Boys Light Up, live across Newcastle, 13:10:09 to get your tarot read by Crevo. 9 past 8. Aussie Crawl, Boys Light Up, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, and Crevo is about to read some tarot and never thought I'd see the
I have been working with tarot for many years. The first time that I picked up a tarot deck was when I was in middle school.
So the methods that I'm going to be sharing with you guys today will make you be able to read tarot right off the bat.
That's right. I have been studying the art of tarot card reading all weekend. Think what you will about tarot cards, but they are, you know, information on cards. And if you read them as per instructions, you can believe it or not. The information is there. It's up to you, right? The door is open. So I've got three areas we can look at: relationship and love, work and money, or life choices. And I'll be doing a reading right now.
The big ones, the main ones, things people want to know.
And
in
it's going to be a simple three-stage reading.
Okay.
Right? So there'll be beginning, middle, and end.
I love this. Okay.
All right.
I'm
so
up for a morning of entertainment.
I've got the packet of tarot cards here.
Yep.
Now, the first step, as per the instructions, is to tap 3 times on the cards. And that is supposed to put my energy into the packet of cards.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's the first thing. And then you give them a shuffle.
Yep. Good job.
How many cards are there? Explain them to us.
There's total is 100, I think. Yeah. And then you're supposed to cut the cards again, put them together.
You're a professional. Look at you go.
And I'm ready to go. Ready to do the reading.
All right. Here we go. We're going to go to Grace.
Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank
Doing
you.
Doing really well. So what area would you like the reading in? Relationships and love, work and money, or life choices?
I think I would like work and money. I think they all, work and money and life choices go together, don't you?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we can definitely do that. All right, so I'm going to peel off the first 3 cards here. And we have the Devil card.
Ooh.
The Tower card.
Okay.
And the Knight of Wands. Okay? All right, so let's do a little reading around, as you mentioned, work and money and life choices. The devil. All right, this means you have to be careful not to give in to temptations and indulgent luxuries too often. Succumbing to your dark side too often will bring about your downfall. So, for example, with work and money, with work, they, you know, people might say, oh, come out for a few drinks after work, and you're thinking, oh, I've got a big presentation the next day. Make sure you don't do that too often, or it will bring about your downfall. So make sure you're careful at work.
Right.
Okay.
Are you convinced?
Does that make sense with what you're doing?
I suppose if you're working from home, you're supposed to work your 8 hours and not have coffee breaks and go out to lunch.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Those glasses of red with your lunch, you know, never good.
Yeah, so make sure you are careful with that because, you know, it's important to be aware of the devil. All right, moving on to the tower. Now, when the tower appears in a reading, it actually represents the need to question things. So if you are talking about work, it might be time to break the mold and ask yourself, is it time to change? Have you been thinking about change, Grace?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe it's time to start looking at those other jobs. Maybe jump on Seek and have a look around.
Have you been thinking of changing jobs for a while now? Has this sort of just come out of the blue recently?
No, it's been for a while.
Okay, well, maybe this is the chance, you know, and if an opportunity, the time to, you know, make the change.
Grace, what industry do you work in?
Actually, hospitality.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so there's been a bit of uncertainty around that industry for the last couple of months.
That's right. And change, maybe it is the opportunity, Grace.
Yes, it sounds great.
Okay. Now, the last card that we had here for the end of this, it is a beginning, middle, end reading, is the Knight of Wands. Now, the Knight of Wands means that you enjoy being the focus of attention and enjoy having fun and a tendency to get into some mischief, which is interesting that the Devil card was first. So maybe when you're being careful with work and stuff, don't let that mischievous side, which I can really feel is in you, get the better of you.
Sounds lots of fun, though.
Yeah, well, it definitely is.
There it is.
And you know what? Maybe with that change of work, you'll be able to find a job that lets that mischievous side come out from you and really shine within you.
Maybe, like a wine and tour operator.
Well, hey, the wineries are just opening up
now.
That's
true.
So this might be the perfect opportunity to get in with one of those.
True.
How funny.
How spooky.
Oh, well, there you go, Grace. Do you feel more enlightened after this?
It's a good fun. It's lovely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
It was spookily. Some of the things were sort of accurate.
Yeah, look, good job, Crevo.
I've been studying.
Good job.
I think you did really well.
Thank you very much.
A performance you're doing or anything.
No, of course not.
I noticed Hamish left his news booth as that was happening because I think he tried to keep his level of respect.
Unrelated.
Okay.
All right. What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way, mate?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie has spoken pretty candidly about her divorce from Brad Pitt. Also, to The Voice. There's more drama over the weekend.
Of course there is.
It's always a scandal.
Jed drama. 8:19. Good morning.
Jay. Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Can you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Yo, Jackson, what's the goss time?
Good,
what's in the way, man?
Good morning. Angelina Jolie's done an interview over the last week and a half, and she's spoken about her 2016 divorce from Brad Pitt because she's remained pretty quiet about it.
Yeah, she hasn't said much at all.
Yeah, and she's kind of copped it as well for not doing it. She says some people have taken advantage of her silence, which I think is true, and she says she feels really bad for her kids because, of course, they've written a lot of stuff in the press about them not getting along with each other or with her mom or whatever, and she says that they know their own truth, but she says that she separated for the well-being of the family and it was the right decision and she continues to focus on their healing.
Well, Brad had a few problems with the booze and stuff, so
Who knows if it's to do with that.
He didn't come out speaking about his divorce either, though, did he?
Yeah, he did. At the SAG Awards, he had a bit of a
jab at
Angelina.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, which, do you know what? It's always sad when you see people go so public with their jabs. I mean, kudos to her keeping so quiet, because people have made her out to be a bit of an ice queen. She also alluded to the fact that she wants to move overseas, but Brad Pitt won't let her.
Well, I think that's
obviously,
fair enough.
Like, the kids, you can't just run off with the kids.
I mean, yeah,
well, he's their dad. Like,
that's
he adopted
true.
Them all.
Yeah.
And he is a biological dad to, what, two or three of them?
Yeah, and unfortunately, in these instances when, and it doesn't just happen to celebrities, but when you have children together, you both have a commitment
that's
to
right.
meet in the middle.
Yeah, that's right.
In this day and age, right, if flights, like, you're in America, she wants to live in France, it's not that far. You know, a flight to and
for
from.
For them,
these,
I guess.
These kids don't have normal lives either. It's not like they're going to school every day. Like, they've got private institutions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So their life's pretty weird already. Do you really think living a five-hour flight away is that bad?
Yeah, it is. Because at the end of the day, if he wants to, like, see them on weekends, like, just because you're, like, you may have money doesn't mean you want to be going on a flight every Saturday to go and visit your family. Like, it's only fair to live close by so you can pop around and see them.
I'm going to have an agreement signed up before I have children.
I think so. Definitely.
Moving on to The Voice. This show is just drama central, but it's all fake. I'm calling it. It's not real, right?
No.
No, I think so. It feels manufactured.
It's actually turned me off watching the show.
Yeah, and a couple of the judges I'm turned off by this year, I'm like, oh, I really used to like you, but now I think you're a bit of a diva. So Guy Sebastian has been accused by Delta and Kelly of giving his contestants in the battle rounds unfair songs just to focus on one, because one of them plays a horse fiddle and is a throat singer.
Oh.
Well, that's strange. Like, anyway, apparently Kelly's not happy. She stormed off.
Rules break all the time. Maybe this is something new. And if it is, then we'll gladly embrace it. But then we have to do every other battle the same way.
No, we don't, because we'd
have
to.
Yes, we do. I'm not going back and forth with you guys.
It's a walk off going to do? It's so disrespectful.
No, you're disrespectful.
Ooh, it feels like Bold and the Beautiful.
Mm.
That's bad acting.
These two really don't like each other, though. I feel it.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Sounds fake.
Like, guys, a guy did like a press interview on the weekend, and I was reading through it. I thought, it's like a nice way of saying can't stand her. And it's funny because the live shows aren't going ahead as normal this year with all of the judges.
No, the Veronicas are apparently sitting in for Boy George.
And Marsha Hines.
And Marsha Hines, yeah.
For Kelly Rowland. So they're going to be joining the show for the live shows with Kelly and Boy George.
I'm calling The Voice. It's dead in the water.
Time to go.
Yeah, new show.
They've tried one last ditch attempt at bringing this thing back from the dead with all their, you know, drama and stuff like that.
The problem is, it rates quite well still. Yeah. They're never going to can it when it rates.
No, that's true. They'll probably just turn up the drama.
Yeah.
Next year, they'll have a cage boxing match.
Guys, we need to bring a bit of the MAFS vibes to The Voice.
Can you guys all, like, try and be in relationships with each other? No.
News time next with Hamish. Thank you, Jackson. It's 8:31. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
Kicking off at 9 o'clock is Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free. What's on the way, mate?
Ooh, Little Mix.
I've got some Little Mix. Shout out to my ex.
I love them. They get so much hate, Little Mix.
I know.
They're just great.
Everyone keeps saying they're going to break up. They never break up. Yeah. I once went to a Little Mix concert by myself.
Did you really?
Yeah. No one would come with me, so I went by myself.
Oh, I would have come with you. I'm so jealous. I really like them. They're the girls that you want to be friends with.
I steamrolled my way to the front.
So I can see you up the front bopping away.
So to all the 13-year-olds that I pushed out of there. Killing Heidi's weird.
Yeah, it takes you back to 99.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these guys. Also, 5 seconds of Summer's Old Me.
Performing in Newcastle at the Bar on the Hill at the end of the year.
Awesome.
Five Sauce. I can't wait to go. I'm going to be Jackson at Little Mix.
Get out the way.
Thank you, Jackson. Up next, though, new game, guys.
New game. What's the size of your tribe? So, basically, going to guess how many kids you have. So you might have zero. You could have six. You might have three. We're going to ask you questions about yourself, and then we're going to have a guess based off the your personality and what we find out about you.
And your vibe.
Yeah.
A little competition around
so
the team.
So fool us. You could have zero. You might have 10. We're going to do it after this. 13-10-09. What's the size of your tribe? You're going to put us to the test.
Doing it next after Tom Walker. Leave a light on. It's 8:40 at New FM. Good morning.
Can someone mention you are all alone? I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins. Now I know it's got a hold. Just a phone call left unanswered had me sparking now. These cigarettes won't stop me wondering where you are. Don't let go. Keep a hold. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on. What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from us. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home. Don't let go. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on.
Tom Walker, Leave a Light On. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. Right now it's time for our brand new game, What's the Size of Your Tribe? Yes, we've got packets of Tim Tams to give away today, 13-10-09. Jade, you want to explain how this game works, please?
Yes, okay, so basically we are going to guess how many kids are in your family. So you might have zero, you could have six, you might have two. It's really easy. We're going to ask questions about you, and then we're all going to go around the team, take your guess, and basically if you fool us, you get the Tim Tams.
Yeah, very simple, really.
All right, let's go to April. Good morning, April. How are you today? Hello, April. No, April's gone.
All right.
Christy?
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Oh, that's good. You sound pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Jade's got a few questions for you, then we're all going to have a crack at this.
Okay. Are mornings for you very busy, Christy?
They are.
They are very busy.
Very busy.
Okay. So do you work full-time?
Nope.
Okay, not full-time, and you... Okay, are weekends, are Saturdays in particular a very busy day?
nap and my relaxing day.
Ooh, okay. No school sport then.
Well, maybe not. Mm. Or maybe it's because of the Rona at the moment.
That's
Nobody's
true.
Got sport on.
Yeah, it's only just starting to go back.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Christy, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Dubbo.
Dubbo!
But you've moved to the big city here in Newey.
I did.
Which suburb do you live in?
Astonville.
Okay, all right. That is kind of like a family.
Can I put one out there?
All right. Are you going to guess?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you have 3 children, Christy.
Okay, my turn to guess. Yeah. I'm going to say 2 kids.
And I'm going to say 0.
You're all wrong.
Oh, what is it? What's the answer?
I've got 5 boys.
Five boys.
How do you get Saturday off? That's what I want to know. That's it. You're a magician.
Do they not like sport?
Yeah, like I said, Corona right at the moment, and my boy's a big basketball fan, so it's sort of during the week.
Wow.
Oh, wow, there we go. We all got tricked by the Rona.
Out of curiosity.
Packing this in terms for you.
Yeah, what are their ages?
They are 19,
yep.
18, and then I've got a 16-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
Wow.
Jeez, you've been consistent
busy
over
woman,
the years.
Busy woman. I love it.
Good on you. What
all
a nice
yours.
Family.
Thank you. Please hold the line. Should we do one more?
Let's do
yeah,
one
why
more.
Why not?
Yeah.
Let's go to Tonya. Good morning, Tonya.
Hi.
Hey.
You're big into ice skating, are you?
Are you sick of that joke?
A little.
Yeah, that's all right. Be honest. We love honesty on this show.
Fair enough.
All right,
Tonya.
What area do you live in, Tonya?
Foster.
Oh. How are you listening to us?
I don't know.
Reception. Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm good. I'm glad to hear that.
You know, they have a radio station that belongs to us up that way.
Yeah.
He chooses to listen to us.
Good choice.
Oh, well, we'll take it. All right, Tonya. So if you're living up Foster Way, I know sometimes a lot of free time on your hands.
Yeah, it's a quieter town, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Beautiful. I went to Club Foster a few weeks ago, actually. Very nice.
Yeah. Nice part of the world.
Okay, so Tonya, how much are you spending on a weekly shop, out of curiosity?
Oh, anywhere between $250 and $400.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
Shopping's expensive, though.
Well, you know what? It could be a lot of kids, or Tonya could just have very refined taste and love, you know, Penfold's Grange and camembert cheese.
That is true.
And
oh, yeah.
Blue ribbon ice cream, only the best.
Do you live close?
Yeah, nice.
Do you live close to the grandparents, Tonya?
Am I close to the grandparents?
Yeah. Do they live nearby to help out? You know,
or your parents?
My parents live in Gloucester, so they're reasonably close by.
Hmm.
How often do you visit them, or do they visit you?
They visit us. Actually, they're coming tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
And we get to them when we can. Yeah, fairly. We see them fairly frequently.
Final question. What's your, like, go-to weeknight meal? Is it spag bowl? Is it big lasagna?
If you're a bit tired, say.
Lasagna's a good one. Spag bowl's a good one.
Yeah, classics.
Thai green curry last night.
Ooh. Fancy.
Okay, Tonya, we're gonna guess how many kids you have. I'm gonna say 3.
4 for me.
2.
I have 4.
Oh,
Maddie's in. He's won.
Maddie won. 4. I can't believe it. What a guess. I could just tell, you know, lasagnas are the perfect size dish to give the kids a piece each. You get a little bit, give hubby a big piece.
And you're sorted.
Oh, good. 4.
Oh, yeah. Three boys and a girl.
We'll send you some Tim Tams up to Foster as well, Tonya.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with
Thanks
us up there.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
God for great reception. UFM,
really, everyone wins Tim Tams is what society to try.
Yeah. Oh, love it all
good
over.
Game.
Coming up next here at UFM. Good morning.
The Novos. Love it. Or loathe it. it.
Today's topic is anti-aging cream.
Oh. 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I love it.
I think they're a scam.
Do you? Yeah. A little bit skeptical myself, because creams...
How often are you putting the Nivea, like, day and night cream on, Jade?
I think it's Seraphil or Seraclerophil. I don't know. Yeah. It's dermatologically approved and blah, blah, blah. It's meant to be good for people's skin issues. So I use it because I think that's probably the safest.
Right. Do you use anti-aging cream, Maddie?
No, just moisturiser. I was just reading this article this morning, and there's this woman, right? She's 57, and she said, the secret to my flawless skin at 57 is coconut oil showers.
Oh, you know what? I have heard just benefits.
Like coconut oil showers, first of all. Who can afford to do that every day?
Second of all, how ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're probably not doing the whole body. They're probably just doing their face. I've heard coconut oil is amazing.
Her whole body.
She probably has a coconut oil company.
Maybe once a month.
And it's like, it's this. This is the secret.
I'm all for anti-aging cream.
If it works.
When I get a little bit older, I might get some.
You think you're looking good now?
Next month.
30s. Yeah, I still got it.
You do look good. Your skin looks good for your age, I reckon, Maddie.
No, thanks. You don't think so, Jade?
Yeah, no, you do. Well, you've worked indoors. your entire life. So, same with you, Crevo. You should look good.
Yeah.
Because you haven't been out in the sun.
That's Jade.
You should, but you don't.
Guys go all right.
Yeah, thanks.
There's no wrinkles.
It's all about you, Jade.
No comparison to me, though.
Smile with your teeth open. Yeah, you don't barely have any wrinkles.
You've hardly got one. I've got one.
You have very little wrinkles, Crevo.
Do I? I'm all right.
Yeah, you're fine.
I don't wear any moisturiser. Not tradies.
Sorry, Jade.
Jade only likes tradies or men that wear tool belts.
Her husband works indoors.
He does.
Nothing wrong with that. Thank you. Wow, the computer's having a meltdown. Let's leave it. Jackson, 105 commercial free, kicking off next.
Yeah, I'm also an indoor man.
Yeah.
I think these boys are as well.
I don't know
where they've disappeared to, though. The Madden Brothers. The Jonas Brothers.
Got confused for a second. I didn't know.
They're all brothers.
As if the Jonas Brothers are getting tattoos.
Oh, very unlikely.
No.
Maybe a peace symbol. Like on the ankle.
Possibly.
That's about it, I reckon.
One of those stick-on ones from chewing gum. Iggy Pop as well.
Oh, it's different.
Bit of a banger.
Yeah.
Oh. Harry Styles as well.
Sexy.
I've ordered a Harry Styles Watermelon Sugar merch t-shirt.
Have you?
Yeah.
How much does that set you back?
$40.
They're bloody expensive merch shirts.
Looks good. I love this genuine one, though, is it? Yeah.
Not just an eBay one.
Where's it coming from? Was it $8 Australian?
Yeah, $39.99.
Cheaper than Lady Gaga. She's a fortune, her merch.
Didn't you buy the Lady Gaga G-string?
Or tights or something, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Hot pants?
No.
But anyway.
Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.